from Sweetest Friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. This is the third on the meaning of Kinyan Haguf Ba'avadim. We've already seen a flow of Mitaras Hashem, and now we will continue based on the Torah of Agon Rabbi Abba Berman Zatzal, the Imre Moshe, or Moshe Sokolovsky, Talmud of Reb Chaim Brisker, Simen Chof Beis, Os Ches and Tes. Asks, and we see in the Sugin Yevamos that when you buy a goy, an eved goy from another goy, you have a kinyan haguf after he's tovel l'shem avdus. And we see in the Tur in Yeridei Rei Samach Zayin, the Kesef Mishnah Savadim Perak Tes Halacha Hey, that through the tevila he's kinyan kinyan haguf. It's not explicit in the Gemara that through the tevila he's kinyan kinyan haguf, but that's how the Tur and Kesef Mishnah learn it. That it's the Tevila that gives him the Kinyan Haguf. So ask the Imre Moshe, where do we find that Tevila makes a Kinyan? So from this he proves that Be'emes HaTevila Atzma ain't a Kinyan. The Tevila itself is not a Kinyan. Just B'Shas HaTevila Kevin the Tokfu B'mayim V'rami Alei Arusei who also bo Kinyan Chazaka Shenosen Elav Ol Malchus Rabo. It says in the Gemara that Amar Shmuel V'tzarech, somebody who's Konan Eved and he's Matbil Hashem Eved Kenaini, the Tokfu B'mayim he has to compel him to go into the water. So it shows that he's not being tova l'shem ben chorin to become a free Jew, but for avdus. So the adon has to show his adnus during the tefillah. Ki hadi minyamin avdei de Rav Ashi, boy lat bule, the minyamin, the eved of Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi, wanted to be matbilim to make it to an eved kenani masrei nialayu the ravina lor of achabere de ravina. So he gave him over to Ravina and Rav Acha, son of Rava, in order to be matbilim l'shem eved. Amar luhu, Rav Ashi said to them, chazu, look, that if minyamin, my servant, is toivel himself l'shem ben chayrin, the minayichu kavoyisle, I'm gonna demand payment from you guys, from you Rabbanim. Ramele Aroisa B'tzavare. So they put this type of necklace on his neck, and when they were matbil him Arpule, they weakened it, this necklace. And then the tzimtzimule, and then they tightened it. So the Gemara explains, arpule kedech lev chatzitza. They weakened it. So there's no interposition. There's no chatzitza. Tzimtzimule kedech lo lektim v'leim l'shem ben chorin. They tightened it. You shouldn't say I was being tied to l'shem ben chorin. No, we're tightening it. We're showing who's boss. So that's what the Imre Moshe says, that where do we find that tefillah makes a kinyan? So this he proves that tefillah itself is not a kinyan. Just b'shas tefillah, since the eved is being tokfei b'mayim, and they put this necklace on him, and this is a kinyan chazak, it shows that he has all meleches harav. But on the tour in the Kesef Mishnah, who say that al yedei ha-tefillah kone kinyan aguf, we have the kash of the Imre Moshe. Where do we find that tefillah makes a kinyan? Where do we find that tevila makes a kinyan? So the Imre Moshe isn't bothered by this in the end, because he says it's not the tevila that makes the kinyan; it's the display of adnus, of ownership, of mastery. But according to those who hold that it's the tevila that makes the avdus, so we're in trouble. How do you see that tevila is also kinyan? But based on what we said in the previous shiur, it's very good that be'emes mitzad kinyan stam. Sheyesh li Yisrael hayatzarach shielo akol v'yelo gam kinyan aguf el diyesh iguv mitzad shelo tova. V'lo shayich kinyan aguf v'lo tefila. V'geirus dazu evad gomor. So mitzad a kinyan stam, as we spoke about in the previous shir, that a Jew has a kinyan stam. A kinyan stam is on everything. That includes the guf. There's just an ikuf because he hasn't yet gone to tefila. He hasn't yet immersed himself. Because he can't have kinyan aguf without a tefila. He has to do this partial conversion to being an Eved Kenayni, who's like a partial Jew, not a goy, not a Jew, somewhere in the middle over there. So therefore, what tevila does, as we spoke about in the previous shir, is hasaras ha'ikuv. It removes this barrier that prevents the goy from becoming a full-fledged Eved. And then hadar dina shemitzade kinyan stam, yellow kinyan aguf. And then the din now returns, that mitzade kinyan stam, he has a kinyan haguf, right? When the Jew has it, when his Jew makes a kinyan stam, it includes kinyan haguf. So when he buys it from the goy, it includes kinyan haguf, even though the goy doesn't have a kinyan haguf. But a kinyan stam for goy is not a kinyan haguf. It is the ikuv of the gzeres hakasa that he can't have a kinyan haguf. But a kinyan stam for a Jew includes, he doesn't have that ikuv, and mail it includes kinyan haguf. But that the ikuv for the Jew is just that he has a mintovel. The moment he's tovel, it's not that the tov tevila makes the kinyan, it's that the tevila removes the ikuv. It's hasaras ha'ikuv. Givaldic. So that's a terrific avort based on what we said in the previous shir. Now in the Gemara in Yevamis that we've been learning, 45b, 46a, we see that according to Rav Avya, Akum Shemakna Atzma Yisrael Kanos Yisrael B'Kinyan Aguf, that a guy who sells himself to a Yid, the Jew buys him B'Kinyan Aguf, it's not only a kinyan, the Maisi Adayim. And therefore, Lo Mahani Tvilaso, we can't be Toivel Hashem Ben Choyrin. Because Shichur is not Mafkia Kinyan Haguf. When can he be Koine Kinyan Haguf? When can he be Toivel, become a Jew? That's if he buys him from a guy, and then he quickly jumps in the mikvah, and he's Toivel Hashem Yadus. So then it's already too late, he lost him. But if he buys him, the guy sells himself to the Jew as an Alts Eved Kenayni. So there he can't be Toivel Hashem Ben Chorin, because there the Jew has a Kinyan Aguf. So the Shichur isn't Mafkia the Kinyan. That's what it says. Omer Rev Avya Loshanu, this that a guy can be Makim Toivel Hashem Ben Chorin is Lokech Menov Kochavim. Avol Chavim Gufei Kani, he's Kana Gufo. And then we bring a raya from a pasuk. And on this asked in the Chedusha Reb Chaim Alevi, Eich Ya'akev Kinyan Mamun Geirus Shel Yisrael V'chi Geirus B'mamon Atalya B'nhidim Li'Yisrael Al-Yidei Tfilaso Yufka M'meila Kinyan Mamun D'lo Shayach Kinyan Agufa Yisrael. Aber mit kom mokum zeh rak musa de memela ve ech ma ake va kinyan mamen es ha geirus. So Reb Chaim asks, how is it possible that the kinyan mamen is going to hold back the geirus of a Jew? In other words, he is the kinyan mamen, he bought this eved and he bought him as a kinyan aguf. And now, even though he's a Kinyan Aguf, he wants to be Tovel Hashem Yisrael. So Rav Avya said, no, that doesn't work, sorry Charlie. You can't be Tovel Hashem Yisrael. You can't be Tovel Hashem Yisrael because he has a Kinyan Aguf in you, he owns your goof. The Jew owns the goof of the guy. And Memela, he cannot be Tovel Hashem Yisrael. But Ma Pitom, how does this Kinyan Mamon that he has, how's that ma'akev? Chigeris b'memon atalya. V'nachon. That if he becomes a Jew, through his tefillah, then memela, there's going to be no more kinyan mamon, because you can't have a kinyan aguf on a Jew. But that's only a milsa de memeo, that's only an automatic. But in the meantime, the kinyan mammon shouldn't be ma'akev the geirus. There was a Jew as a kinyan mammon, and let him go to mikvah, and then automatically, the outcome is going to be that there's no longer a kinyan mammon. But how can the kinyan mammon in the meantime be ma'akev his geirus? And this Reb Chaim answers, the be'emes, the geirus is chola yidei tefilasa. Ela the kevin sheish li Yisrael bo kinyan aguf la'avdus, me'mele sha'geirus she'chola hi geirus shel avdus. That the emes the geirus is chal through the tefillah, but since the Yisrael is a kinyan aguf la'avdus, memela the geirus that tzchal is a geirus of avdus. So right now the Jew owns kinyan aguf. He tries to go to mikvah. What does he accomplish by that? What he accomplishes is that he becomes an eved, not a Jew. However, in a Mukhe Yosef writes lahedya, that where he's kanuli Yisrael b'kinyan aguf, ein atvila l'shem ben chorin klum, there's no geirus of avdus. The geirus isn't chal at all, so writes the Ritva. So l'dvrayim, hadyer kushas agrach l'duchte, ech makev kinyan mamon es hageirus. So Reb Chaim says, has the kinyan mamon makev the geirus? So Reb Chaim said, it's not. He has a kinyan mamon, when he goes to mikvah, he becomes a full-fledged eved. So the tefillah is effective. But according to the Rishonim, the tefillah is not effective at all. Why not? How can you say the tefillah is not effective? He was tovel l'shem yehadus. Let it be effective. Let him become a Jew. I, a Jew, as a kinyan mammon, no problemo. The Jew had a kinyan mammon, and now he's a Jew. So he can't have a kinyan mammon anymore on this new Jew. So it appears the explanation is as follows. That we find that an Eved Kenayni there's a kinyan isser, and an Eved Kenayni. Like the Ramban writes later on, 38b, the Baramaskel Gufe Lo Kaddish, Shebe Eved Yeshne Kinyonim, Ve'echod Kinyon Mamun, Ve'echod Kinyon Aguf, Shemein Reli Sura Be'alma Dumi De Kinyon Ishus. So there are two Kinyonim in an Eved. There's a monetary Kinyon, and then there's a Kinyon Haguf, which is an Isser. Kinyon Isser, like marriage. Right, that this Eved is not allowed to marry a Jewish woman, and he has all the halachas of an Eved. That's the Kinyan Isser. And then there's also a Kinyan Mammon. There's also the monetary aspect. So what exactly is this Kinyan Isser? So what people usually understand is that the Kinyan Isser is, like I said, he's Aser Bebas Yisrael. Another aspect of the Kinyan Isser is that he's Chayev B'mitzvahs Ki'isha. That's the Kinyan Isser. L'inyan Isurei Avdus. Avel Ein B'zeh Shum Havana Shema Shayach Kinyan L'inyan Isurim. What do you mean? Kinyan, Lenyan, Isurim. There's a Kinyan, and now he's Aser because of this Kinyan to a Jewish woman. He's Aser, he's Chayv and Mitzvahs like an Isha. What does that mean? Ele nera shebiura enyan kach. Sheinyan avdut chal be'etzem ha'adam. Shekamo sheish adam Yisrael ve'adam goy, yesh gam adam eved kenani. Ve'enyan avdut shechal bo hu shinui be'etzem ha'adam. U'mize novim kol adinim v'ayisurim sheyotzim mehashinui shel ha'avdut be'etzem ha'adam. וכיוון שעבדות כולל אדנות דאין עבד בלי אדון, על כן חל בזה שהוא אדון של זה העבד בעצמותו. וזה גדר קניין איסור בעבד קנני, שהוא אדון של זה העבד שחל בו שינוי בעצמותו, שמזה נובע איסורים של העבדות. וזהו שמדמה הרמב"ן קניין איסור בעבדות לקניין אישות. ומקניין אישות אנו רואים שיש קניין בעצם האדם, אף שאינו קניין ממוני, זהו גדר קניין אישות שחל שינוי בעצם האישה להיות אשת איש. הוא הדין קניין איסור, הוא קניין בעצם העבד שחל בו שינוי בעצם האדם. So what is this Kinyan Isser? Kinyan Isser means that now he has a Kinyan in this person, just like Ishus. Doesn't mean he's a Kinyan mammon in the woman, that he owns her like he owns his horse, but rather it made a change in her essence. Now she's an Eish HaSish, now she's a married woman. This Eved also, when his master has a Kinyan Isser in him, it means that he has a different essence now. His essence is that he's an Eved. And from this flows all of the Isurim of Avdus. Now we understand the Gemara later on adds, let's say someone's mu'ukav get shechur, which means that there's no longer a kinyan mammon, and all there is a kinyan iser, and the get shechur releases him from his kinyan iser. But there's no longer a kinyan mammon. Yesh le'adon knas, the dilma kevidim chusar get shechur. Adon Karina Bay. Vheni Bailan Sham Iachel Bitruma, the Dilma Kevinim Husal get Shikru. Kinyan Kaspo Karile. The Gemara there asks Ibailu Evachi Atzale Cherut, Vadain Mukav get Shikru, Mukhusal get Shikru, but Eliot Mutarbi Israelit. Kagon Bemafkir. עבדו וכן חציו עבד חציו בן חורין והמיתו שור מועד האם יש לו כנס ועל בעל השור לשלם לרבו 30 שקלים או אין לו כנס. So the din is that when a shor kills an eved, you have to pay the adon 30 shekel. So is there, if he's mukav get shichur, is there a knas, or is there not a knas? So on one hand, it says 30 shekel you give la'adonav, and he's not his adon, because he's not meshubatim anymore. Or maybe no, since he is mechusar get shichur, you still call him an adon. Adon Karina Bey. That's one question. There's another question. Can he eat shruma? Maybe since he's mechusar get shichur, you call him kinyan kaspo. Now, if Kenyan Isser is a Kenyan Legabe Isurim, how is he considered an Adon and Kenyan Kaspo? If all there is here is just something halachic, that there's just Isser involved, then how could he be called Kenyan Kaspo? So the answer is that Kenyan Isser means that there's a Shinoi Batsmusa, that you're the Adon al Etzem Hagavra. Kenyan Isser means that this master owns him as a slave. And from that flow the Yisurim of a slave. The Yisurim that he's Aser Yisraelis, and he's Chayv and Mitzvah Ki'isha. But it all stems from the fact that he's his Adam. And therefore he's Kinyan Kaspo. That it's Chal on the Etzem Agavra, on the person itself. Ve'od nera shechalut ha'avdut ena rak hechetim tzeich shenase lechevtze shel mamon. This chalois avdus is not just a means how he becomes a chepz of mammon, and the kinyan mammon of the eved kenaini is chal and the chepza shel mammon shel ha'eved like any chepz mammon. Because if we say like this, then it's difficult. After he becomes an eved kenaini gamur, why can't an akum be kone kinyan haguf? Because an akum could be makabel kinyan haguf like any chepz mammon. If it's just a chepz mammon, so the Jew has a kinyan haguf, so let the goy buy it from the Jew and also have a kinyan haguf. If he's just like a chayfetz mammon. But no, he's not like a chayfetz mammon. It's muchrach that the kinyan mammon is be'etzem ha'gavr shehu eved. And therefore, by akum, shelo shayach binyan avdut, because it says mehem tiknu, that the Gemara derives from the pasuk, that mehem tiknu, atem konim mehem, belohim konim mikem, belohim konim zemizeh. That they can't buy from you, which means legufo. They can't buy gufim. Shakinyan mamonu be'etzem agav reshu ebed al kein akum de lo shayachim binyan avdut. Kidi alfina mikra mehem teknu me lo shayach b'shielo kinyan aguf. The kinyan aguf tzorech lechu be'etzem agav reshu lekem bo'vlekem lo shayach binyan avdus. A goy isn't shaykh to avdus. He can't have a proper evet. He can't own a kinyan aguf in the evet. And therefore the Jew can't sell it to him as a kinyan aguf. If he was just a chayfetz of mammon. So then the Jew owns this mammon, so let him sell it to the goy this mammon. No, but he's not mammon. But rather, there's a kinyan aguf. And only the Jew can have this kinyan aguf. A goy can't have a kinyan aguf, as we learn from the pasuk. So based on this, Varen for the kasha of Reb Chaim. What was Reb Chaim's kasha? How does this Kenyan mammon? So he's a Kenyan mammon. So he bought the Evid, sold himself, and he bought the Evid, he bought his goof. He bought his goof. And now he goes to be Toivel. So Reb Chaim's kasha was, how is it that when he's Toivel, he doesn't become Jewish? He was Toivel to become Jewish. So how's this Kenyan mammon that the Adon has, how's it Ma'akev, the Geirus from being Chal? So the answer is that the Kinyan Mammon is Chal be'etzem agavri shel ha'evet, and that the Jew bought him legufo latbi l'shem avdus, who gam koch be'etzem agavri latbi l'shem avdus, and then he's going to be his evet gamor. So we understand that the Kinyan Mammon, which is be'etzem agavra, is going to be ma'akev the Geirus, that it's not going to be Chal be'etzem, because what's Geirus? Geirus is a change in the person. And when he sells himself, so he's an Evet. So there's also a Shinui Be'etzem Gufo. The Evet Be'etzem is Shaykh to the other. So therefore, his Tevila is not going to help. Like the Ritva and the Namukha Yosef say, Machmas Kinyan Aguf, Lo Chala Geris Klau. Because he is a Kinyan Be'etzem, Be'etzem Aguf. So Tvila is not going to change that, being Tovel Hashem Yehudi. Because it's not just merely an external Kenyan Mammon. It's a Kenyan Be'etzem Gufo. And therefore it's Ma'akev the Geirus. New sweet friends, this is a very, very broad sugya, and I hope to return and discuss it more, but in these three shiurim, we saw Yisodos Gedolim about Avdus, about Kinyan Aguf Ba'avodim. We saw this notion of a Kinyan Stam, that when a Jew is a Kinyan Stam and an Eved, it's Legufo, whereas a Goy's Kinyan Stam is not Legufo, it's only L'maisa Yadav. And we saw the idea that Tevila, if he buys a Goy from a Goy as an Eved, so the Tevila is Ma'akev the Kinyan Haguf, because in the meantime there's no Kinyan Haguf, and the Tevila doesn't make the Kinyan Haguf, the Tevila is Mesir the Ikuf that stops the Kinyan Haguf, because he bought it from the Goy who doesn't have a Kinyan Haguf, and once he does the Tevila he removes that Ikuf, and the Melev is a Kinyan Haguf. And we also saw that when he buys, the Goy sells himself, where he buys directly a Kinyan Haguf, and then the Goy tries to be Tevil, it's not going to help. According to the Rishonim, it doesn't do anything, this Tevila. But why? How can a Kinyan Mammon, Reb Chaim asks, how can a Kinyan Mammon be Ma'akev Geirus? And the answer is that this Kinyan is Ba'atzmuso Shel Agoy V'Shel Aguf. It's a Kinyan in the Etzem Aguf. And what's Geirus? The Geirus is also a Shinui Begufo. So this Shinui Begufo of the Kinyan, it's not something external, but it's something be'etzem ha'adam, it's a change in the person. So memela, this change in the person, that he's an eved, is ma'akev, that his tevila, the shame yadus, which is a shinui be'etzem agavra, shouldn't be chal. Because there was already a shinui, now the Jew owns a be'etzem, so the tevila is not going to help. And we explained that the kinyan isser is a kinyan be'etzem, and from this Archal, the Isurim, that he's Asur Babas Yisrael, and he's Chayv Mitzvah Ki'isha. So I hope that we're able to expand more upon this. It's very interesting in Yanin. And that we should be Zocha Liros Neflos Gedolos Mitaras Hashem Mitol Simcha V'Tuv Rov of Meirov Kol. So please stay tuned for more, and thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.